You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Listen to this from the Kansas City Star. I cannot tell you how often I hear older adults scolding young people for spending too much time texting on their phones rather than talking to one another, a family member, anyone for this matter. I've been guilty of making that criticism. I remember when my oldest was in high school and I had friends over. I walked into the room and everyone had their phones on, heads in the phones. And I said, why aren't you guys talking to each other? They said, we are talking, but we're texting. Not the same thing, he writes, not even close. It's a problem I think schools have recently started to realize. It's why many schools, all public and private schools in Kansas, have now banned the use of cell phones in schools. The bell-to-bell ban on phones in K-12 public and accredited private schools works. Kids in these schools are starting to talk to one another. I love that idea, he writes, and that's why my eyes lit up when I saw a press release in my email about a local student who is one of the top speech and debate competitors in the country. If there is one thing that teaches a kid how to express themselves and verbally resolve conflict, it's speech and debate competitions. Caden Blade, a student at Raymore Peculiar High School, won fourth place in storytelling at the National Speech and Debate Tournament. 5 days of competition held this year in Richmond, Virginia, out of more than 7,000 students. Meaning, Caden, if you are listening, congratulations. You are one of the best in the country. And by the way, the six finalists, including Caden, represent the top 1% of speech and debate competitors in national speech and debate associations. That is incredible. Did you do speech and debate, Sam, in high school?
I did not.
Dan, no. Did you?
I'm sorry, say again?
Did you do speech and debate in high school?
I did not do speech and debate.
I did. I took the speech and debate class in college. So we did compete, but we did not compete like where you're traveling around all the time. We competed as part of the grade for the class. And, you know, every year they release one topic for debate. You don't get to choose your topic. When back in the day, it was, I don't remember, I think it was climate change was our topic at KU when I took the class. I think I got a B. I was really good at talking, not so much about the researching and debating part, but I was really good at talking. And in debate, what's cool is they teach you to argue both sides.
To be critical thinkers.
You have to be able to be a critical thinker to the point that even if the topic is something like religion or guns, they ask you to come at it from both sides. Yep. And I found that very difficult, but also sort of rewarding because you have to put yourself in the space to debate both things.
And you can actually learn quite a lot doing that and even reinforce your own positions.
Yeah, I never took debate, but I just practice that in my everyday life now. People love it. They really do. They really
they
enjoy it.
They love running into Sam and talking about Roundup because he will just go and go and go.
At every turn.
Caden, if you're listening, maybe you someday too can be a conspiracy theorist on the radio.
Hey! Yay, man. You got some big things to look forward to. I'm proud of you for that.
Speaking of conflict resolution, my God. A member of the Cobb County District Attorney's Office, specifically the community engagement team, is facing a criminal charge following a road rage incident in Kennesaw. Is that Arkansas? Or, pardon me, Atlanta, Sam? I'm trying to remember. It's not local. That's not the point. Here's the point. Dash camera and cell phone video caught it on tape. You want to talk about conflict resolution. According to the police department, officers arrested Daryl Wright, no relation, and charged him with aggressive driving following the May 15 incident.
Northwest of Atlanta.
I thought it was Atlanta. 31-year-old Christopher Gasquez said the encounter began last month as he was driving home after picking up a pizza. He was right on my bumper and almost hit me several times, quoting here from Gasquez. He said he eventually moved into another lane to allow the driver behind him to pass. The situation escalated when the other driver began yelling, making obscene gestures, and cutting across multiple lanes of traffic. At one point, he crossed three lanes of traffic to cut me off.
There was no critical thinking in that vehicle.
No, there was not, Sam. No speech, no debate, no none of that. Just a middle finger and a guy who probably used to work for the district attorney's office. Quoting here from the DA's office this afternoon, we are aware of the traffic-related charge involving one of our employees. The employee, quote, promptly disclosed the matter. Let me tell you right now, that's a lie. He disclosed the matter because it got out and there's video. And the case remains pending before the court. We will respect the judicial process and will not prejudge the outcome. Okay.
Just swallow your anger, recognize that it's not that big, and move on. And that's coming from the former king of road rage.
I'll tell you this. I had someone on my tail today. I'm not going to say where. And close enough that in my rearview mirror, you guys, I could easily pick out that this was a young girl, probably 18, 19. And she was clearly in a hurry. But I was clearly in a zone that's 20 miles an hour. And I don't care who you are. I'm not speeding up and risking injuring someone or getting a ticket because the 20-year-old behind me is in a hurry.
Right.
And so my first reaction when someone is really pressing up behind me is anxiety. It just gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? And this was two lanes. There was no getting around me.
Right.
We had a dump truck ahead of us. She wasn't going anywhere. I started to feel that feeling well up inside me. And part of it's anger, but part of it more is fear. Like, why are you doing that? Get off my tail.
Yeah.
And I just waited until the coast was clear. She turned right. I went left. Everything was fine. It causes anxiety. So even if you are in a hurry, don't do the thing. Don't do the thing where you're so close behind somebody that they can actually count your nostril hairs, because it's not good for any of us.
Well, and just recognize that it's not that big. You know, I used my horn so much that it literally stopped working.
Netflix will still be on when you get home.
Yeah, all it's right? fine. Just chill out, everybody. Take a breath.
913-586-7798. We will update the weather, the FanFest situation, the soccer situation tonight when we get back on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.